Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The administration has pledged to send vital resources and supplies to India as the country set a new global daily COVID-19 cases record for a fifth straight day Monday. Hospitals in India continue to be overwhelmed with coronavirus patients amid a widespread oxygen shortage. Democrat Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has defeated a challenger in a special election to win the U.S. House of Representatives seat vacated by White House advisor Cedric Richmond. Carter won 55% of the vote on Saturday. At the Oscars on ABC last night, Nomadland won Best Picture, as did its Best Director, Chloe Zhao.
I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves.
Chloe becomes the first woman of color to win Best Director. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Sunday night at the Oscars, as many were grandstanding on political issues, Tyler Perry, the director who won the humanitarian honor at the Academy Awards, spoke of unity and the lessons he learned from his mother.
We teach our kids, and I want to remember, just refuse hate. Don't hate anybody. I refuse to hate someone because they are Mexican or because they are black or white or LGBTQ. I refuse to hate someone because they are a police officer. I refuse to hate someone because they are Asian. I would hope that we would refuse hate.
Mr. Perry went from being homeless to become a solid filmmaker. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina on Sunday, pushed back against President Biden's remarks calling Americans systemic racists. Not in my opinion, the senator said. Mr. Graham goes on to say, we just elected a two-term African-American president. The vice president is of African-American Indian descent. So our systems are not racist. America is not a racist country. End quote. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Oscars ceremony was held almost 2 months later than usual Sunday night. COVID-19 is to blame for the delay. Although some decided to use the platform for political means, not everyone did. Chloe Zhao won Best Director for Nomadland, becoming the first woman of color to win the award.
When I was growing up in China, my dad and I used to play this game. We would memorize classic Chinese poems and texts, and we would recite it together and try to finish each other's sentences. And there's one that I remember so dearly. It's called The Three Character Classic. And the first phrase goes, 人之初性本善, people at birth are inherently good. And those six letters had such a great impact on me when I was a kid, and I still truly believe them today. Even though sometimes it might seem like the opposite is true, but I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that. And this is for you. You inspire me to keep going. Thank you.
Chloe is from Chinese descent. The Washington State Senate passed a new capital gains tax on the sale of stocks, bonds, and other assets on Sunday, sending the bill to the governor's desk. The measure, if signed into law, would levy a 7% tax. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and the one and only, no baloney, James Herson joins us now, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, bud?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just wanted to get your input, your perspective on the funeral for Prince Philip. I some people thought it was very dark. I guess, again, it's a matter of your perspective. And probably if you don't believe in God, you could probably think it is dark because clearly Prince Philip and the Queen are very spiritual people. And that was quite evident during the whole funeral.
There's no question about it. I mean, that's a tradition in England. The Church of England is an apostolic church. Obviously, it was part of the Roman Catholic Church for much of its history until Henry VIII, and the aristocracy in England has always been closely aligned with principles of Christianity. And I mean, the greatest thinkers, at least some of the greatest thinkers involving Christian principles, such as Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis, right.
All came out of that British literary tradition. And it's part of, you know, our tradition in a way, because obviously, our common law, our American legal principles come from British philosophers, Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, that influenced Jefferson and Hamilton. And those principles also that are set forth in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence came from those that were set forth in the Magna Carta. So even though we have a little bit of an allergy and aversion to monarchies because we were born in a revolution against a monarchy of King George, we respect and understand the way that Britain views their monarchy as something to be cherished as part of their past. But it itself is in danger, much like we see our own heritage in danger, simply because there are people in the UK who basically want to tear down the past, and part of the past is that monarchy. And so, I do think some of the criticism of the funeral has to do with just a kind of a misunderstanding, a disrespect for the traditions and for the monarchy. But then there's also an anti-Christian element,
right,
which is, of course, very ever-present in our world, this end-timey world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is no doubt, a perspective to knock down all traditions. So they're all under scrutiny right now. Fortunately, the monarchy is alive as opposed to a statue that can be toppled quite easily. And it's okay. I think that all institutions experience a time in history when their value is put under scrutiny. And whether it's the traditions of America or of England, you know, just go on down. Look, if it's there to stand and it's God's will that they will stand, they will continue to do so. Just like here in America, there, you know, our faith, everything that is tradition with this country is in the crosshairs by the Marxists. And but they don't get the last say. God is the one that created this. We were not this American idea didn't happen because guys were throwing the dice one day and just said, hey, let's come off with this theory. I mean, clearly this was, as George Washington said, but for the hand of God, the American idea would have never happened.
Well, we believe that, and we believe America was providential because never in the history of mankind had any country organized itself with the notion of a single word that appears in our founding documents. It's the word inalienable. What does inalienable mean? It means you cannot take it away. You cannot transfer it. And we're talking about inalienable rights. And the only way that you can have inalienable rights is in a theistic world, is in a world that has a purpose, that has a creator, that has a God that implanted those rights in all people.
Exactly.
Because if we look at our founding documents, what they reflect is a presupposition, an assumption that everyone has these inalienable rights, as it says in our first certificate, the Declaration of Independence, that they have these inalienable rights as a gift, a gracious gift from a creator, which is exactly what the Declaration says. Now, that's not just, that is a religious statement, but it's not just a religious statement, it's a civil statement, because there is only one alternative to that statement. If you take the position that there is no God, or you take the position that rights don't emanate from above, then there's only other one place they come from, and that is the state.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
is the almighty state, and that is the state we see today in countries that are totalitarian. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some people are ignorant of this, but others intentionally wish to promote the atheist view of the almighty state, and they wish to do so in our nation. And that's why our Judeo-Christian tradition is not like the monarchy, where it's just a kind of an artifact from the past. It is an essential component that has brought us, as this nation, more freedom than any other organized government in human history. It has done more good for the world than any other organized government in human history, despite, you know, what people are attempting to do in our academic institutions and our schools, where they are basically telling lies about the heritage and the history and the ideals of the United States of America.
Well, it's all about indoctrination, and you indoctrinate because there is an outcome. There is a specific outcome that's expected, which is interesting, because even their specific outcome is, it gets a little nebulous when you get down to what is your final goal and objective here? And what we're hearing from the modern day Marxists, it's all about destruction, but there's no utopia. There's no, vision. Hope and change that you can go to and say, okay, this is worth dying for.
Well, and it clearly is a battle that comes down to a battle between good and evil. And I find this interesting because, you know, one of the things over the years I've observed is Hollywood. And we were talking about Britain, and Britain also produced J.R.R. Tolkien, which brought us The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. And Tolkien helped convince an atheist friend to come to Christianity, and that was C.S. Lewis. And these two guys influenced entertainment greatly, Tolkien perhaps more than Lewis.
James, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking to the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Hurston. James, you were telling the story of J.R.R. Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien's support and influence on one C.S. Lewis, which, oh my goodness, what a find there, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, between those two gentlemen and their work, they have done so much good with the culture. Of course, Tolkien with his Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and all of the entertainment it spawned, mm-hmm. and C.S. Lewis with his apologetics and his Narnia series, mm-hmm. and both have been made into motion picture. I just happened to notice there is a Lord of the Rings streaming series coming from Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And they bought the rights for $250,000 to do this streaming series from the Tolkien estate. And the budget per season right now, the first season budget is almost $500 million, which kind of shows us that this streaming stuff is not television anymore.
No.
It's really long-form motion picture. But the other part of it is, it was striking to me because I thought about that conversation. It was a one-night conversation. Tolkien was a very committed Catholic Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his conversation with C.S. Lewis. First, C.S. Lewis was an atheist. Then he started to believe, wait a minute, this life is just too amazing to be an accident.
Right.
The universe is too amazing. Then he came to Christianity primarily due to a conversation with Tolkien, because they were both professors at Oxford. They were both in the same literary group, had the same circle of friends. But it occurs to me that the beauty of that set of tales, that, and Tolkien said he was writing Christian themes, Christian mm-hmm. themes of redemption, of immortality, of good and evil, of the struggle. And no matter what, you know, here's Amazon, part of this multinational corporate conglomerate we call big tech,
mm-hmm.
that we know is hostile to Christian themes. But I look at the story, I don't think, I mean, they'll probably insert some woke elements.
Yes.
But I don't see how they removed the fundamental themes, the moral universe of Middle Earth, and the themes that Tolkien wove so spectacularly into those tales. It'd be interesting to see, but it seems to me that they can't really wokeify Tolkien, and so actually,
yeah, it seems a bit incongruous, and you wonder if Amazon can handle the truth.
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice because I think Tolkien stuck it so deep into the story,
exactly,
that they really won't be able to hide it. But it's amazing, you know. Actually, that Lord of the Rings, his book. It was one of the biggest selling books of all time. I think mm-hmm. it's certainly not as big as the Bible, but a very, very big book. But you know what? For Amazon, they invest $500 million in a series. They want this streaming series to be very successful. So the idea, if they alienate the Christian audience, that's really bad.
That's the core, exactly. Like they're going to get somebody else from outside of Christianity to follow it in the numbers that it's already proven. James, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I did want to address your column about corporate communism. This is what has invaded our shores, and, you know, like the southern border, it's like we're just saying, olé, let them in.
Well, the interesting thing is Marjorie Taylor Greene, this freshman congresswoman who... She reminds me of that crop of members of Congress that came in with when the Tea Party was formed years ago.
Right.
But she was castigated for using the term corporate communism. And, you know, it's like, and this is by intellectuals who've said, you know, that's not a real term because, you know, it's like an oxymoron. I mean, it could be fascist corporate fascism, but not communism. But then I researched it, and that term actually comes from the left. I don't know if Marjorie Taylor Greene knew this, but it came from an MSNBC host named Dylan Radiger, who who was kind of trying to imply that there was a corporate, because the left typically doesn't trust the corporate world. And so they were actually railing against multinational corporations working together with the government with Republican values. But the idea makes a lot of sense, to call something corporate communism, because if government and corporations work together to move wealth and power away from the working people to the elite, that's exactly what communism does. It's
exactly
done in a different way with a partnership. So actually, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was very enlightened to do that. Mm-hmm. So
more right than wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the elite who rule in totalitarian states are notorious hypocrites. And that's one of the things that drives us crazy. We hear these people who say they're the friend of the working man, and they live in these palatial places. They say they want to take away certain kinds of abilities to defend ourselves, and they have armed guards and walls. They're against walls. They're for walls. But that's the way communism has always been. Hugo Chavez, who founded Venezuela, where people are starving and eating their pets, he came into power railing against the rich. And once he got in power, he became rich. He had an opulent lifestyle, he ended up being a billionaire. And because Venezuela was one of the wealthiest nations in the world, that he impoverished through communism. Same thing with Castro. Castro, the publicity was that Fidel Castro, the dictator of Cuba, lived humbly in a fisherman's hut. But the reality was he had 20 mansions located around the country. He had a 90-foot yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And he was essentially, in today's dollars, he would be a billionaire.
Of course.
And so isn't it interesting? I mean, it's the same thing with the leaders of North Korea, the leaders of China, current leaders.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter acquiring million-dollar homes, but I guess we can't talk about that, can we?
No, that's getting censored. Isn't that amazing? Four homes in a short period of time. But she says the purpose of the homes is to perpetuate the goals of Black Lives Matter. A lot of people are saying that essentially that they didn't realize when they founded that organization that it would turn into a virtue signaling vehicle for the corporate institutions of America, and they would raise incredible amounts of money. But I guess the temptation appears to have been too strong for them to claim. And by the way, they're self-described. They say that they are Marxists, that they are Marxists in the same mode as the Russian Revolution, which was terribly against opulence and wealth and mansions and demonstrations of being. And so this particular woman, her homes are all located in upscale white neighborhoods.
Yes.
So I guess I don't know what matters in those neighborhoods.
Well, we know what matters. So there's incongruity there, but that's okay. That just goes along with the progressives and the Marxists. They are 10-degree black belts when it comes to hypocrisy. We already know that. James Herson, this conversation will continue as always. We appreciate that everybody can go to jamesherson.com to be in the flow of the know. James, thank you, buddy. Godspeed. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has pledged to send vital resources and supplies to India as the country set a new global daily COVID-19 cases record for a fifth straight day Monday. Hospitals in India continue to be overwhelmed with coronavirus patients amid a widespread oxygen shortage. Democrat Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has defeated a challenger in a special election to win the U.S. House of Representatives seat vacated by White House advisor Cedric Richmond. Carter won 55% of the vote on Saturday. At the Oscars on ABC last night, Nomadland won Best Picture, as did its Best Director, Chloe Zhao.
I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves.
Chloe becomes the first woman of color to win Best Director. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as we're in our new studio here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and, you know, getting it all together. So thank you so much for putting up with us as we've, you know, it's been a crazy couple of weeks trying to get all the move completed, but we're just about all done. I'm able to kind of see the floor. Most of the boxes are put away. You know how that goes. You know, it all goes with moving. Adam Angieski is with us. Yes, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, who keeps them honest and keeps us informed. Of course, they are the largest taxpayer transparency organization in the country. Adam, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Great to be on the program, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, you, me, and millions of Americans who want to hold this government accountable, especially on the spending spree, we knew this going in, that there would not be the fiscal discipline that I believe America needs to be on with a socialist-minded Democratic Party. And we knew once they opened up the treasury, the carpetbaggers were going to come in. They were going to load up, you know, their bags and, you know, bilk the tax people. You know, the tax persons won again, and here they are.
Well, that's for sure. And as you know, Bill, at OpenTheBooks.com, we've been very consistent. The march toward $30 trillion of national debt has been bipartisan. We don't get enough fight from Republicans in Congress, and oftentimes they join Democrats to drain the U.S. Treasury from the left and the right. Some of the things that we're exploring right now is when Barack Obama came into office, the national debt was $10 trillion. When Donald Trump came into office, after 8 years of Obama, the national debt was roughly $18 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
When Joe Biden comes into office after a pandemic and 4 years of Trump, it's $28 trillion. And after they passed the American Rescue Act, which was $2 trillion, our national debt's going north of $30 trillion. Here's why it's important to everybody listening to the program. Because of inflation, with just 3.3% interest rates on a $30 trillion national debt, the interest payments on the debt will be $1 trillion, and that will exceed the defense budget. Everything you cost more because of everything you own mm-hmm. will be worth less because of inflation. They just printed a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Everything you want to purchase will cost a lot more, and everything you work for, you'll have to work even harder because your taxes are going up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes hand in glove. I mean, we've seen this bad movie in our lifetime several times, but, you know, like you said, you know, where are the defenders of the people's tax money in Congress? I mean, they're all very quiet. They're part and parcel participating, somehow thinking it's okay to compromise with the Democrats. But, you know, the Democrats do not compromise the other way. It always seems to be one-sided. And the Republicans end up going along to get along. And here we are. I mean, $30 trillion. I mean, gosh, after 4 years of Biden, I mean, we would be so lucky to only look at $30 trillion. I mean, we'd probably be looking at $32, $33 trillion the way this thing is going.
Well, it's been a stunning amount of proposed spending. We've never mm-hmm. seen anything like it in the history of the country. In his first 100 days, the Biden administration, they proposed $6 trillion worth of spending. They passed $2 trillion of it. And some of their bills, like H.R. 1, which would redo our elections, federalize our elections, take powers away from the states on our elections, constitutional powers, they've got a lot of built-in big spending within this election bill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, anytime they get a bill, they add all the ornaments to it, and it's all for political favors, Adam. I mean, you know, clearly that's what's going on. We saw this with the Obama regime, which Peter Schweitzer brought out quite clearly. You may recall that the bundlers for Barack Obama for his campaign, for every dollar that they raised, they got something like $25,000, $28,000 back return on investment. I mean, that stuff is unconscionable, and it's so obvious. And everybody says, okay, that's just the way it works. Well, when are we, the people, going to finally stand up and say, no, that's not the way it works. Maybe that's the way it used to work. That is just crony capitalism. It is corruption. And it's robbing the people, and you are misdirecting funds that should be going to help the people. This is why we spent, almost $30 trillion, while we're throwing $1 trillion out there, you know, somewhere between $25 and $30 trillion on the war on poverty. And we haven't even hardly moved the needle here. And it was Bob Woodson that revealed to me, said, Bill, you got to understand, of that $30 trillion, I said, well, where did the money go? He goes, well, 70% of it went to, you know, black bureaucrats who were administrating the trillions of dollars that's going out on the war on poverty. It's like, you know, this self-serving aspect and mindset of our government is disgusting. You know, to the point, you know, I'm just screaming anymore, Adam.
With our largest corporations, mm-hmm. last year we did a study of Fortune 100 companies and how much they spent on lobbying and how much they got back on federal grants and federal contracts. And, Bill, here's what we found. In the last 3 years of the Obama administration and the first 2 years of the Trump administration, the Fortune 100 companies spent $2 billion in that five-year period lobbying Congress. They received their full investment back just on grants, and then they received $400 billion worth of contracts. So we really have, you know, the intersection now of big government and big corporations, and we the people, you know, we are up against it.
Without it, and then these big money corporations are getting away with you know, peanuts and paying taxes. I mean, how does all that square up, Adam?
Right, we found eight companies out of the Fortune 100 in that 5 year period didn't even pay a dime's worth of federal taxes in at least one of those years. And now you have these corporations being quote unquote woke, and you see the latest example with Major League Baseball, who inexplicably pulled out of the state of Georgia, out of Atlanta for the All-Star game and took it to Colorado. So you've got these corporations being activists now.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that they're not even good activists. I mean, let's pull out of Georgia, who is trying to do something, you know, that the people want to happen, and that is to, you know, ensure a free and fair election after the fiasco we went through in 2020. I mean, we still have too many people, Adam, walking around going, I'm not sure this guy's my president. And then even the people that supposedly voted for him are now saying, I didn't vote for the guy. You know, so it's, you know, whatever that may be. And of course, you know, there's still things happening in the courts regarding this whole process. And the fact that, you know, that we have to wait so long that, you know, maybe there was a mistake made, maybe there wasn't. And maybe we have a legitimate president, maybe we don't, but we have to live with 4 years until they adjudicate this out, and then they'll never adjudicate it because then they'll finally just say, well, that's all right, we got the next election coming, and we'll allow the people to adjudicate the decision of what happened in 2020.
The Democrats in Congress are trying to change the rules on the next election.
Exactly.
That's H.R. 1. I want to call your listening audience to that bill. Because just one of the provisions that hasn't gotten any media attention, our auditors found it not in the bill, but in the manager's amendment attached to the bill from the House, sent to the Senate. Nobody even knows that this is there. It's a $4 billion cost to the American taxpayer, and it would layer on another federal holiday. Instead of 10 federal holidays, it would give federal employees another one, another federal holiday. It would cost about $1 billion every 2 years. In a 10-year period, it costs taxpayers $4 billion. And, Bill, why do you think Democrats want to give all federal employees Election Day off paid for by taxpayers? Why do you think they want that to happen?
Well, they're buying the vote again. And this is what the Democrats do.
And
they buy the vote.
Workers.
Sure,
big
exactly.
Big army on Election Day.
Right. Exactly. So here it is. You know, once again, they're manipulating it and, you know, through the back door and in small print. I mean, this is disgusting, the kind of money that we're talking about. And, of course, it's H.R. 1 as it comes out of the Senate. S1 in the Senate, H.R. 1 out of the House is the title. But it's the same bill. And, you know, but it's this is a potential disaster that they would federalize our election process, because you know we have so much confidence in the federal government. They do such a great job at everything they get their hands on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Here's what Mitch McConnell said. Just what America needs, another paid holiday and a bunch of government workers being paid to go out and work campaign.
Exactly. And who do you think that they're going to protect out there working, you know, working the campaigns?
Right.
I don't think it's going to be necessarily free and fair election people there on the post. So, look, we'll keep on top of that. And we've got more from Adam after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Adam Adjeski from Open the Books. He says, despite transparency promises, talking about the federal holidays that was hidden in this latest proposal in HR1, I should say, was not included in published versions of the legislation. It's buried on page 16 of their 78-page manager's amendment. And the cost you're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, on even years, this would mean the taxpayers are going to have to come up with $818 million on the even years and at least $4 billion over the next decade. This is incredible. But this is what this is all about. It's again, you're taking care of the unions. Buying votes, buying a army of supporters who are going to be out there on election day, paid for operatives at our expense. You know, Adam Adjeski, this is so disgusting. But there's no gall, there's no accountability. I mean, this is embarrassing that this continues, and even with all the transparency that Open Books is doing, they still shamefully just keep moving forward, don't they? It's kind of what progressives do.
Well, that's true. They just keep moving it forward, and hopefully Joe Manchin keeps to his promises and that he doesn't break the Senate filibuster. And he's been good on the issue so far. He wrote an op-ed for a Capitol Hill newspaper that said he will not break the filibuster, the 60-vote rule. He will not break the traditions of the Senate. He reaffirmed that yesterday. So if that's true, this thing's dead on arrival. I do want to point out, Bill, that I think we underestimated the cost. You know, mm-hmm. We only used the cost coming out of the federal executive agencies. So you have to add, and it might be even double when you add the members of our United States military, the cost of the U.S. Post Office employees on a federal holiday. So mm-hmm. I think we shorted the cost. The number's a big number, $4 billion over 10 years, but it could go much higher than that when you add in these other federal employees and their salary costs.
Yeah, it always does. It's always, you do the best you can, and then you get to deal with reality, because once it seems like they get it on the books, they get some sort of fudge factor, or, there's some latitude in terms of how they can expand that even more. So, this is a constant moving target when you talk about government spending.
I just want to issue a clarion call for your listeners. Go to Forbes. Just Google new federal holiday for federal employees, Election Day. Just Google anything like that. The piece will pop up and you hear it. There's been no national media attention on this. Our piece hasn't done as well as it should at Forbes because we broke it during the you know, during the court case on George Floyd last week. This needs to be front and center for everybody.
Yes, exactly. Boy, with all the heat that's been on, up in Albany in New York with the governor's office, amazing, this report, Governor Cuomo, highest paid governor in American history. Have we been, you know, I think it's for people in New York, the question is, are they getting their money's worth?
Well, there's scandal across the board with this guy, right? So think about this, Bill. At the federal level, in January, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com found that Dr. Anthony Fauci was the number one most highly compensated federal worker out of everybody, even out-earning President Trump. Mm-hmm. And now what we find is that out of the 50 state governors, it's Andrew Cuomo that's the top-paid governor. And he's not only the top-paid governor now, but in all of American history.
Amazing.
He went through a three-year period where he got a quote-unquote independent legislative commission to hike his pay by $71,000 or over 40% over just the last 3 years. So now he out-earns Governor Gavin Newsom in California, who only makes $202,000. Cuomo makes $225,000 going up to $250,000.
Well, this is incredible. You know, when you think about this, Adam, for what, again, getting what you pay for, and then, you know, I don't know. He's the only person I know of that got a $70,000 pay increase, you know, in these past couple of years.
He also got a $4 million advance for his book. And the latest reports are that I believe the New York Attorney General is investigating whether he used state government workers to help put together that book. That could be if it was proven. He denies it. Mm-hmm. Press releases. But if that was proven, that could violate the New York law on using public resources for personal gain.
Well, with all the scandal around the governor, I wonder if the publisher wants some of that $4 million back. Do they think they're going to, you know, or are they just going to write it off and figure, okay, well, we'll write it off. We'll send it into a bad tax bucket or something, you know?
And don't forget about the 9 to 10 women right now mm-hmm. that say that he sexually harassed them. They have allegations that obviously the governor, you know, was inappropriate toward them. There's been an independent investigation. They've been hired by the Attorney General's office in New York, and they're probing those claims. And then you've got more scandal. You got federal state investigators also looking into Cuomo's executive order, incredibly, to transfer COVID-positive patients from the hospitals in the state of New York to nursing homes, and then up to 15,000 seniors died in those nursing homes from COVID.
Yeah, we still don't know the exact number. 15,000 is still an estimate. Going back to the scandal, the sexual scandal, you know, ironic that it was the Democrats that said that the women must be believed. This is after all the years of Clinton when the women weren't believed, and you had Hillary Clinton, you know, fending them off and defending her husband and president at the time. And here it continues. I mean that they only count if it's a Republican that's being, you know, being put in the scandal crosshairs. But if it's a Democrat, we just kind of just let this play out and let it cycle. And you know, the mainstream media in union with the Democrats, it's a Democratic publication is what it's come down to, you know, continue to give defense and cover, you know, for, you know, this kind of behavior. I mean, I don't see any big dive about it. I mean, it's gone off the front page. It's now in small print, and occasionally you hear about it, and you're probably the first one to bring it up in over a week now.
Well, that's probably true. But to the Democrats' credit in the state of New York, huge portions of the congressional delegation, statewide public officials, the Democrat-controlled General Assembly, they called for his resignation. But Cuomo, you know, he's a bully. He's going to ride it out. He mm-hmm. thinks he can beat this, and we're not going to let it go.
Well, and then as far as the other scandal, the nursing home scandals, I mean, is there any consideration? I mean, of course, and it goes deep. Not only did we're talking the death of 15,000-plus New Yorkers, senior citizens there, it's like, what reasoning? What were you thinking to do that? How did that make sense? And even, you know, you've got Governor Whitmer in Michigan. You know, it's amazing how nobody wants to take responsibility, because she did the same thing. She goes, well, I did it because he did it. This is a governor.
You've got to follow the money. It makes sense, Bill, when you follow the money. And at OpenTheBooks.com, we put this full page in the New York Post last October during the fall on how $1 million and other contributions from the Hospital Association and key executives and healthcare executives in the state of New York, including the president of the Healthcare Workers Union, SEIU, New York, how they gave money, over $1 million, to the Cuomo campaign since 2018, how those people were then appointed to key healthcare positions, and they helped craft that lethal executive order to transfer the patients from the hospitals to free up beds for people that would pay more money back to COVID positive, you know, the COVID positive patients to the nursing homes.
Yes.
And then the Hospital Association ran ads, a big advertising campaign, touting the safety of the hospitals and lauding the leadership of Cuomo.
Oh. So this all sets up part and parcel of why he gets a national award, you know, an Emmy for his news conferences. His daily news conferences, which were so, you know, so absurd. But I don't know. And then, you know, talk about taking something back. Maybe they want to take that award back, but they can't because, hey, look, they gave it to one of their own, right?
Very fair to Cuomo. His spokesman, Richard Party, said no contribution of any size plays a role in any official action. Okay? So they deny it all.
Right. Well, that's the deal. That's what you always do. You just keep denying. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton, even when you get to the undeniable, then it becomes plausible deniability. I mean, remember, you know, that was the whole new standard, you know. So, yeah, this is but ladies and gentlemen, this is our government. And this is what it comes down. They're spending your money, and not only your money, it's your kids, your grandkids. And now I think they're into the next generation. We're talking great, great grandkids now.
So, you know, and it is your money, because in the American Rescue Act, passed with no Republican votes a month ago, signed by President Biden, there was a $350 billion, quote-unquote, blue state bailout because they changed in the House. Pelosi changed the allocation formula to the unemployment rate rather than population. New York reaped an extra $6 billion. They got $23.5 billion out of that bill. They've got less people than Florida. Florida only got $17 billion out of that bill. New York turned around and they put $2 billion in a fund for unemployed illegal migrants.
And, of course, the latest from Joe Biden is he told ICE you cannot refer to the migrants as illegal aliens any longer. So that is taken out of the federal lexicon, you know, because Joe Biden has deemed it so. You know, the almighty potentate of the socialist United States of America. We're moving more and more that way. Adam, how can people be in touch with you? We've got about 10 seconds left.
Come to OpenTheBooks.com or find us on Facebook at Open the Book.
There he is, Adam Andrzejewski. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,